Hello and welcome to the Auto Remarketing Podcast. I'm your host, Joe Overby, Senior Editor of Auto Remarketing. And I'm joined today by my co-host, my co-pilot, Justine Mirsky-Blank, who is the Events and Marketing Manager here at our parent company, Cherokee Media Group. Justine, thank you so much for co-hosting with me today.
Thanks for having me. I'm excited.
Absolutely. Well, our guest today is actually someone you told me about who's got a real cool story to share and a really just unique business model that that is kind of a new and reflecting the new waves of business and automotive and social media. And she is Kelly Stumpy, who is the CEO and founder of The Car Mom. It's a platform that empowers moms and families to make more informed and confident car buying decisions, which I think all of us who go to buy a car can certainly use. So Kelly, so good to meet you, and thank you for joining us today.
Thank you guys so much for having me. I am seriously so excited and honored to be here.
Absolutely. We're happy to have you. And so, you know, reading a little bit about your background and watching some of the Instagram stories and posts you've had, I understand you've been in the car business your whole life, including the dealership space. And then last year you launched the Car Mom platform. So can you give us a sense of what motivated you to start this business and what kind of impact were you looking to have in the automotive space?
Sure. So my family owns car dealerships. My dad and his brother own 6 car dealerships in St. Louis. When I graduated college in 2016, I started selling cars. I love selling cars. I mean, it is my absolute favorite thing to do. But as I'm sure a lot of people who listen to this can relate, the car business hours are really hard. Mm-hmm. And I was getting married. I was thinking about starting a family. I just didn't see how I was going to be able to sustain family life and selling cars, especially being a woman and a mother. So I kind of had to take a back seat from the sales side. And I just kind of settled into some more like operation things around the dealership. I worked in the BDC a little bit. I did some direct mail, but I really missed selling cars because that's really what I love to do. So when I was pregnant with my second daughter and the coronavirus pandemic hit, I was just kind of reflecting about just everything that was going on in the world and ultimately how hard it was for mothers to navigate this new normal. And I thought about how hard it was for me just to even take my toddler to the grocery store. And then I started to think, oh my gosh, how are these families going to car dealerships? And as you guys know, dealerships were essential. So we remained open the whole time. And I just really sympathized with mothers who would have to drag a toddler to a dealership, meet a salesperson, give them their driver's license, have them pull up a car, meet the manager, get pressured to look at payments. Also, they could see their stroller didn't even fit in the back seat. So I thought, well, what if I could just kind of use, my network, I have access to all of these vehicles. And what if I could just give mothers and families a first look? I never wanted to make the final decision for anyone because I think, you need to go in and test drive the car. But I thought, well, if I could take their list from 5 cars to 3 cars, well, that's 2 afternoons I just saved a family at a dealership. And that was just the main thing I wanted to set out to do, because as a mom, I just know how valuable our time is. So that's really what I set out to do, just to save mothers time and frustration.
Justine, I'd throw this question at you. As a mom, as a car buyer, what has been your experience buying cars recently?
Well, actually, it's funny you ask, because I've always leased cars. And, actually since starting at Cherokee Media Group, my perspective on CPO or buying used has really shifted. And my lease is almost up on my car. And so I've actually, they're pushing me, like, what are you going to do? How are you going to change things? And are you going to get another car? We don't have any, but come in because we have something for you, except we don't actually have anything for you right now at all. And you're not going to get a deal. You're not going to do this. And from the perspective of a car buyer, that's frustrating for me because I'm just trying to fit. I want, like everyone else, we want the best deal, but we also, from the mom's perspective, I want to save time. I want what's best for my family, especially as it's, it could be growing or, and I'm looking, well, if I lease another car, that's another 3 years. If I purchase, that's an indefinite period of time. And I want to make sure the car is going to work for me. And, especially with this post kind of middle somewhere part of the pandemic, I'm kind of at a loss. And so it is kind of finding that balance of, I don't want to spend hours and days looking for a car. I don't have time as a mom, I want what's going to work best for my family. And I also want a deal when there are no deals to be had. So I'm kind of in this weird limbo phase right now. So it really hits home.
You know, with that kind of experience, you know, Kelly, when somebody with Justine's experience who wants to find a deal brings, you know, a question to you about car buying, what are some of the ways that you've used your platforms, whether it's the YouTube videos, the Instagram, the website, what are some of the most effective ways you found of interacting with car buyers and helping them through this journey?
So I would say, you know, one of the biggest tips I give my audience that really seems to hit home, because a lot of my following, obviously they want a good deal, like Justine said. Another huge concern, especially since my platform is mainly women, is that they want to feel respected and confident in their car buying purchase. And so people always ask me, how do I get the salesperson to take me seriously? How do I get them to not only talk to my husband? And I truly believe that you can fix 99% of your car buying problems by choosing a proper salesperson. Mm-hmm. So there are really, and I'm so pro dealer. I mean, my whole life has been around dealerships, and I'm a car salesperson. I know I took nothing but amazing care of my customers. So I get frustrated when I have this you know, the stigma around my industry. So I mean, a huge part of my platform is kind of wanting to bridge the gap and change the way people look at a car salesperson. So I think that there's no tips I can give you to get a man to take you seriously. It's 2021. So if they're not doing it, they're not worth my time. There are so many good salespeople who want to earn your business, want to take good care of you, want to build relationships. And I think if you do your diligence, you either go on DealerRater or you read Google reviews, or you go to the dealer's website, you find a salesperson, you start communicating with them ahead of time to make sure you have good synergy, and then you schedule an appointment, you'll have a great car buying experience. But if you show up on a busy Saturday at 4 p.m., well, who are you going to get stuck with? You're going to get stuck with the guy outside drinking an energy drink. Those aren't the good salespeople. I'm sorry. I am a good salesperson. I didn't have time to wait for customers to pull up. I was booked by appointment. So you've got to choose a good salesperson, and it's the best way to put you in control of the car buying process.
Well, it's kind of on the flip side of that, you know, you mentioned just some of the ways that consumers can work with dealerships. What has working in a dealership for so much of your life kind of taught you about business and your role now? And what did you take away from that experience?
You know, I think specifically when it comes to car buying, I mean, selling cars is a really hard job.
Yeah.
And so I think I've really learned how to build an audience that trusts me, and my authenticity is always my most important thing, to the point where, you know, sometimes I think some dealers might listen to my content and be like, oh my gosh, I can't believe you're saying that. But my point is I'm not ignorant to the fact that dealerships have to make money. I totally understand that. But there are ways that we can still provide a transparent buying process, make a little bit of money, but you have to be authentic, and you have to be able to build trust with an audience. So just like I was able to get my, you know, customers to trust me when I was selling cars, I spend most of my time building trust and building value with my audience before I try to sell them anything.
Yeah. And to shift gears a little bit here, I saw you had a story on Instagram yesterday kind of outlining the impact of the chip shortage. And I thought it was really insightful and how that impacts the car buying process for everyday consumers.
Yeah.
And, you know, that, as you know, is the biggest story in automotive this year. But what are some of the other big trends in automotive that you're watching this year, specifically as it impacts your audience?
You know, I think that I'm really excited about the EVs and what's happening there. You know, I'm in Missouri, so like I can't say we're like the EV hub of the country, but we're starting to kind of, you know, get a few more out here. And I think families are really excited about those, just for, you know, the convenience of not having to go to a gas station and just some of the better fuel economy. So I'm excited about those. And we're very excited about the new Kia Carnival here at the Car Mom, because anytime a minivan comes out, we get really excited. And I kind of think that it's a good looking minivan. So I think I've had a lot of my following who went from, you know, I'm never driving a minivan to, well, okay, never say never, cause I'm going to go get a Kia Carnival cause it looks awesome. So we're excited about those. And then, you know, I have a lot of people who, continue to be excited about leasing. And I'm really anxious to see some, and I'm so pro leasing for growing families, because I think it's just so hard to predict your family's growth. You know, if you go out and you buy that Hyundai Palisade, cause it's a 3-row car. And then next thing you know, you get pregnant with twins and then you can't fit three or four car seats in the vehicle, you're kind of in not a great financial situation. So I'm very pro leasing, and I'm anxious to see if any manufacturers kind of continue to improve like that, those like subscription services that are kind of coming out to do like even shorter term leases. Like I know Volvo has one in the works. I know Cadillac has one. So I think those are going to be really cool. And I think my audience would really like those. So those are what, that's what I'm excited about.
That's really intriguing to me. I actually didn't know. I don't know about those kind of those programs that you just spoke about with Escalade, you know, with Cadillac and Volvo with the shorter lease kind of subscription. Yeah, everything's a subscription.
Yeah. Box. They're kind of, they're different, but it's essentially like, and I mean, who knows, because there's no cars now. So I don't even know if they're doing the programs, but they have been, I guess they're more concepts, but I definitely think shorter term leases would be exciting. And quite honestly, one huge change that my audience has gone through is due to all of the different career shifts that people have made throughout the past year and a half. I have had a lot of families go from two car to one car families, and just kind of seeing like how they're navigating that and, you know, having to truly get a family car because, you know, one or both work from home now and they just didn't have the need for two vehicles.
And to your point on the electrics, I think it's going to be interesting to watch and potentially maybe draw more people into the electric EV segment. Is that more used car electric vehicles that are maybe at a lower price point that people can afford? And one of the pieces of news we had this past week was Cox Automotive purchased a company that can kind of works in the battery health space, the EV battery health space. And I think that maybe can kind of help bring about more confidence in the used EV space. Are you, from your audience, do you get a lot of questions on electric vehicles and potentially pre-owned EVs?
Yeah, I really do. I think that my audience has a huge reliability concern with EVs, and I think that they would be very intimidated by pre-owned EVs, especially. There also hasn't really been, I mean, we're just starting to come out with some great SUV EVs, like the ID4, for example, or, you know, even some of like the new hybrids that have come out. So I think my audience will be more excited to kind of dip their toes into the hybrid world before we just like go totally EV. Yeah. And I'm anxious for more hybrids to come out, and quite honestly surprised that more hybrids aren't out right now, especially in those larger SUVs. Cause you know, the Toyota Highlander has it. So it's crazy to me that we can't have that same in like the new Nissan I'm just surprised that some of the other manufacturers haven't quite played with the active hybrid in the large SUVs.
Speaking of just used cars in general, you know, we're primarily a used car publication. So I'm curious your take on the pre-owned market and why might it make sense for some families, some consumers to go the used car route or even potentially certified?
Used car market is crazy right now. you know, I think what's been funny about what I've been kind of preaching to my audience is I used to say a huge benefit of new is that you can get whatever you want because it's a new vehicle. So you have more control over trim level and color. Well, that is not the case anymore. Right. Cause you know, we always make the joke in the industry that there's, you know, there's no used car factory. If you want to get exactly what you want, then you have to go new. But now I've been saying, so that to me was like, well, yeah, it costs more, but you get exactly what you want. Well, now you don't get exactly what you want. You get what's available. So I think that opens up, I think that puts another check in the used car column because you're already not going to get what you want. So you might as well pay less for it. Yeah. And I love certified pre-owns. And I really think those are some of the best ways to buy used vehicles. I started in the industry selling BMWs. So we obviously did a lot of certified pre-owned BMWs because they have a really great CPO program. So I really love those. And you know, I think a lot of my following has kids who trash cars. So they can't always stomach going out and getting that brand new vehicle because they know it's not going to stay looking new for long.
And it's that, like, you know, that, as you know, from working at a dealership, it's that like new experience. You get the warranty,
you get a better financing rate. Yeah.
Yeah. You get all that, except it's, you know, it's a lower price point.
And I think it's such peace of mind. Because I always tell to my audience and ask someone who sold cars for so long, you know, we would have cars come in all the time, great used cars, one owner, low mileage, but you know, they missed their oil change by too many miles and we couldn't certify the car. So it's not saying it's a bad car, but when you have a certified car, I mean, it's one thing to pass state inspection. It's another thing to pass the dealership inspection. It's a whole other thing to pass a CPO inspection. So I think that, I mean, to pass 130, 140, 160 multi-point inspection is, it's awesome.
Yeah, yeah.
Peace of mind is everything, especially as a mom, right? Or a parent.
Yeah.
You want to know that the car you're getting, you're putting your family in and driving, you know, 8 hours on a road trip somewhere because you can't afford plane tickets or whatever, that it's safe and it's going to last. Because you also don't want to have to go through the process over and over again, especially right now. That's huge.
Justin, you mentioned you've always leased, and you know, as Kelly can attest, leasing is very closely tied to CPO in terms of off-lease cars are the ones that tend to get. Would you ever consider like a lease buyback, you know, buying a lease car CPO, you think?
You know, I do. That's something that I'm kind of toying, you know, between. I think I grew up in a family where we always leased cars. That was just, it's what I know. And I always had the mindset of, I want the new, like every 3 years I get whatever's new and shiny. And, you know, I don't have to worry about the hunt for the perfect CPO or the perfect, you know, used vehicle. I'm just going to get exactly what I want. Like Kelly said, there's that comfort in the past in knowing that you're going to get exactly what you want out of a new vehicle, except that's not really the case anymore because they're not available. You're kind of, so it almost is leveling the playing field, which I'm processing a lot more lately. So yeah, I would absolutely, you know, there's still going to be more research involved. I think either way you go now, whether you're buying or leasing, CPO, used, new, what have you. There's just more work involved, I think, on the consumer's part.
So go back to one of your early points, Kelly, about the inventory shortage. And yesterday in the story, you mentioned that the smaller used car lots, independent dealers may have a little bit more trouble given the inventory crunch. You know, I know you come from the franchise side, but any advice for those folks in terms of how to find inventory amid this inventory crunch?
Yeah, it's, you know, I don't necessarily think that they necessarily will have, because we're all going to the same place for cars, right? We're all going to the auction. I just think that it's going to be harder if they don't have really flourishing service centers to be able to kind of, you know, keep those, you know, keep their profits good for the year. I just think that I think the key for those dealerships is to really figure out who your audience is and buy cars accordingly.
Yeah.
You know, I think people also, I think luckily people are kind of under the assumption that everyone understands that cars are going to cost more. So, you know, really being able to make sure you can get the best, even if it does cost more, I still think you'll be able to move the unit and then, you know, hopefully get a good trade in as well. And then just, I mean, always flourishing those relationships. And I think that a lot of my audience just gets frustrated because they can't even get someone to, like, my audience is educated. They know the cars are hard to find. What they want is someone to be like, what do you want? Let's work together. I will find you the vehicle. It kind of offer like that custom car buying service, because a lot of the salespeople who I know, and just kind of the stories I've heard, is they're like, oh, well, you can't get a Telluride right now. We don't have any. So then that's just all they hear. And these people just want someone to be like, yes, it's hard to find. I'm going to help you do it though. And here's how we're going to do it. Give me your list. I'll go to auction. And I think that the word auction was so scary for so long for consumers to hear. But now that I think there's more information, and I think if you can just educate on exactly what the auction is, it's not a bunch of cars that didn't run that then get sent to auction. It's where enterprise, franchise dealerships, independent dealerships, where everybody goes and buys cars. What are you looking for? And let me help you buy it. I just think kind of offering that concierge service would be huge.
Absolutely. Well,
and there's those now in the wholesale market, there's all those like alternative platforms that are sort of the Carvana, but for wholesale cars, where you can buy cars online, and it's kind of a mix of retail and, you know, remarketing. And there's just different ways that dealers can find cars and can work directly with dealers to find those wholesale cars and do exactly what you're talking about there. But and kind of speaking of industry partnerships and that sort of thing, I understand that you have partnered recently with Kelley Blue Book and Auto Trader. So can you share a little bit about what work you're doing with them and kind of what you guys have going on there?
Yeah, it was quite the pinch me moment to be, I mean, you know, I struggle with my identity because like sometimes I'm an automotive journalist, sometimes I'm an influencer, and on my influencer platform, I had, you know, had a couple of cool partnerships with like some motherhood related brands or like some food brands, just like little things. But to land a partnership in my niche with such a well-respected name has just been amazing. And I'm so excited because they have we're doing an entire car buying campaign together. So it's a 3-month long campaign, and we're basically taking a consumer through the entire car buying process. So we just finished our first one, and it was all about the Kelley Blue Book Instant Cash Offer tool, which was so fun to talk about because it's the tool that I used while selling cars, and to be able to share with my audience was awesome. And then we have, you know, things coming up with selecting a car based on your monthly budget, servicing the vehicle, researching the vehicle, just basically every step of the car buying process. So I'm super, super excited to be able to do that.
Very cool. Is this the first of the kind of industry type partnerships you've had, or has there been other folks you've worked with?
I did do a 3-month campaign with cars.com and really enjoyed that as well, but just was really excited to have the opportunity to work with Cox.
Yeah. Very cool. That's a great company and great accomplishment for you there. So congratulations on
that. Congratulations. That's huge. Yeah.
Very cool. You. Just the last question I have before we let you go here, Kelley, if folks are listening to this podcast and want to learn more about you and your company and where to interact and ask good questions to you, where can they find the Car Mom?
Yeah, well, you can find us on our website at The Car Mom Official or on Instagram or YouTube at The Car Mom.
Well, Kelley, thank you so much for joining us today. Thank you, Justine, for being
my
co-pilot on this episode, and really enjoyed talking to you both.
Thanks so much.
Thank you so much, Kelley.
Well, that's going to do it for today's episode of the Auto Remarketing Podcast. My thanks to Kelley, Justine, and our entire crew at Auto Remarketing. For Nick Zulovich and Matt Rice, our producer, I'm Joe Overby. Thanks for listening.